In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Albert Breer is a frequent guest on the afternoon show. And the guys had him on yesterday. And, you know, it's been everybody's favorite topic of conversation for way too long here, quarterback. And we're wondering, is the quarterback here? You're going to have to draft the quarterback. You know, has Shador done enough lately? You think, you know, he could be the guy. You have Watson, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, Albert was asked by Nick Wilson, the king, he and his buddy Kyle, and Jonathan Peterlin, co-host.
Yeah.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, I'm listening. Keep going. Yeah.
Way to go, Kyle! Best spot in the history of our station. They asked Albert Breer, the quarterback for 2026 and beyond on this team right now.
I mean, I think they could have a veteran who's not on the roster right now, you know, to be honest with you. Like, I think I've said this to you guys pretty consistently. I still don't think the Browns starter for next year is on the roster right now. Now, maybe he is. Like, maybe it's Watson. Maybe it's Shador. Would the Browns entertain a trade for Deshaun Watson and eat some of the money to try to buy a draft pick? You know, we've seen them do creative things like that in the past. It wouldn't shock me if one of those two or both of them are in the mix next year, but I would be surprised if they're the only two in the mix, if that makes sense. Like, I don't see a scenario where it's Deshaun versus Shador for the starting job, and it's just as hard for me to envision a scenario where they just head into the offseason and say, yes, like, this guy is our starter for next year. It's not like that hasn't happened before. It would just surprise me at this juncture.
That was Albert Breer yesterday on the afternoon show. So he really doesn't think the starter's here next year.
Do you? I think the starter is here.
I'm not sure.
I think he's here.
I think a smart thing to do is,
as long as Shador doesn't get hurt, I think Shador
plays okay the next couple of games, two of the next four, something like that. I don't know that you name him the starter. Dare I throw this out? You have a competition all off season and into training camp, into the preseason.
Can we be honest though? Really, what's a competition though? You already have someone. In a competition, one person's got to be ahead of the other, right? Always.
Well, you would think
it's not like you're coming in even. Like, I hear these people say, "Oh, it's not a fair competition." Why? Why? Well, what's fair? It's business. There's nothing fair in business. Nothing.
Especially that business.
Yeah, For instance, if Shador gets the job done here in the next four games, then he's the starter next year. But make life easy for yourself. I don't see. And if you feel like you can upgrade. I mean, isn't that your job as a general manager? You may have a starter. This is what they thought with Baker Mayfield. Well, we can upgrade. They thought they could upgrade. They were wrong.
Well, they haven't yet, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Mario's in Cleveland. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Mario.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I like to say, man, we got to win, man, no matter what. Win, win, win. I would go ahead and get some receivers, a defensive tackle. And we need some offensive tackle and some receiver back. Without that, I think we got a good competitive quarterback.
So you do realize, though, if they lose, the odds of getting better tackle, getting a better wide receiver, you know, you increase your odds on that if they lose. I'm not saying I want him. I don't want him to lose. I want him to win. But
I'm thinking this, man. We got the potential to get better since we found our quarterback. Come on, man. We got to. You can't go to court.
Are you 100% sure we found our quarterback? 100% sure.
Absolutely. We need a backup. Come on, man. This is time to support the person who's moving, who got high energy and positivity. And we can make something great if we all stick together. Man, we did this when LeBron was here. Look what happened. One person took us to the championship.
Are you saying Shador is LeBron? They're the same?
No, I just say that he got the capacity and he got our attention. It's so important, man. We got to also, too, man, look how a lot of the kids are moving positive, moving towards everything. And he's a young man. It's so important. And he's doing something positive. It's hard to get positive people right now. Everybody on there, just go, man. I mean, it's so important. We got to make an effort, man, you know?
Mario, the thought that you might have stumbled into a guy who could be your quarterback for the next decade is so appealing, I think, to Browns fans. And especially with a guy who is a lightning rod for attention and good feelings with a lot of folks. I get it. I understand what you're saying about that. I get it. We're going to do something coming up a little bit, and it's just to add a little perspective to what's happened so far. But also, I want everybody is so geeked up about Shador, and I get it, but I want everybody to kind of keep it in perspective if you can, because I think with everybody being so geeked up, Andy, it might make people way too judgmental if it goes south, and it might make people too judgmental if it goes well the next couple of games. Does that make any sense?
That you're saying that you're expecting Super Bowl next year or something like that.
Well,
and
that wouldn't be fair to him.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's a young guy who's learning. Mike Martz had some great thoughts for us yesterday on him and said he didn't think he'd been coached in college and he had some things he needed to do. And Mike loves him. Mike loves him. Well, you know, Mike took Kurt Warner out of the grocery store. Hmm. Mike took Trent Green, a later round pick. Took Mark Bulger, who was a fifth or a sixth round pick. You know, so Mike knows what he's looking for in quarterbacks. He loves Shador. And I just, you know what, the thing I keep thinking right now is, okay, there's something there. There's no question. There's something there. Now, is it enough that you can develop and make it big time? Or is it just enough that you can screw it up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm still wondering about the dynamic, too, or about the coaching dynamic with him and how this plays out and where you move forward with that and just... just keep getting better every week, and I'll be happy to it. We don't need to sit here and I mean, we need a quarterback. I'll leave it at that. We do need to sit here and get a quarterback. And if you feel like he's the guy, he's the guy. I don't have any problem with that. But like I said before, I'm willing to walk into next season today and say, all right, he's your starting quarterback for next year and let that affect the way you do your draft this year. if that's the way you want to feel about it.
Robert just sends me
a
little email. Kevin's press conference, by the way, coming up in about 3 minutes. Dano?
I need more data. Is it a bad thing to sit back and say we need more data?
No.
I'm working off of 2.5 starts here.
Well,
2.25, I should say. I need more data.
It was actually 3 starts.
Did you need more data to see if Gabriel's a good quarterback or not? Did we get enough?
No.
On the Dylan Gabriel side.
Dylan's not been mentioned. And remember, there was a time when they liked him more. They might still like him more. But there's no way they could have switched back to him. No way. I wouldn't have. But they still might like him more.
I got a 4-game stretch. I want to see what the rest of this looks like before I make any kind of a decision.
And Dano, I've been kind of teasing what we're going to talk about later. You're in the vicinity. I just got this from Robert. And Robert nails this. And it's not the specific on Jameis, but I think he nails this because this sums up our situation.
Mm-hmm.
Sanders throws for over 300 yards. Terrific. Why didn't we just keep Jameis? I knew he threw a lot to the other team. My brother said he could throw for 800 yards if they needed to win. It's this. We've had guys that look like, well, that it might work. This is okay. I mean, Baker was more than competent, but they decided they wanted to upgrade. I got that. I understood that. They missed. Jimmy Haslam's right. They missed. But at some point, is it with Shadur? Where you just think, okay, this guy's good enough. Let's build the team and use him as our quarterback and move forward. You know?
Yeah, I don't know what the future. The future is up in the air. It's up in the air at quarterback, whether you want to hear that or not. It's up in the air at general manager, and it's up in the air at head coach. And so,
and wide receiver and the offensive line.
Well, but if you want to sit here and dig your feet into the ground and say you know everything that's going to happen, you may. And then you get an injury, and it changes everything.
Practice report for the Browns today, gentlemen. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Boy.
It's going to take a minute.
Let me get a pen.
Joel Bitonio not practicing today. Knee back / I don't think Joel Bitonio has practiced a Wednesday the entire season.
Yeah, he's Joel.
Jack Conklin still dealing with the concussion. Grant Delpit is dealing with an illness. Mason Graham dealing with a rib injury. Aiden Huntington still nursing the quad. David Njoku has a knee injury. Dylan Sampson with a calf / hand injury. Cedric Tillman in the concussion protocol, also dealing with a rib injury. Wyatt Teller dealing with a calf injury. Denzel Ward dealing with a calf injury. Those are your Browns who are not practicing today.
And the Chicago Bears with a record of 9-4. Okay. Let's see what the injury list looks like on Friday. My guess is about 2/3 of those guys will be full participants and good to go. We've reached the point in the season where those injury lists are probably going to be pretty long. Have we not?
Yeah. That's how it was last week. That's how it was going on the game.
I certainly think that's the case. Kevin Stefanski will be speaking momentarily in Berea. We will hear it right here on The Fan. The Bears, Andy, are, I think, a situation where if you're the Browns, if you're another team, you can look at it and think, well, look what we did. We changed coaches. We went with a different approach. We had some young talent that we thought was on the move. We made a move at coach, and it's paid off. You know, and that's if you're a coach, if you're an owner, you're going to be looking at stuff like that. Bears were 5-12 last year. They're now 9-4. Did they change a whole lot of their talent? No, not a whole lot. But their young guys came along. Caleb Williams, DeAndre Swift, who they got from Detroit, has been good. Manungai, the Rutgers running back in the 7th round, has emerged for them. Roma Dunze, the wide receiver, has done really well. And that's what, you know, that's what you're kind of hoping for in Cleveland.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.